So the reading this morning is from John chapter 3. We're starting at verse 16 and reading through to verse 21, and that's on page 1066. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it might be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Shall we just pray? Dear Lord, we thank you for those words from your word. Lord, we thank you for those well-known words. And Lord, we just pray now that you'd be with Peter. Lord, we pray that you'd fill him with your spirit to speak clearly what you have to say through those words. And we pray that you would give us open ears and open hearts to understand and hear your word to us this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Justin. Thank you. Great. Right now, I'm sure that when children and adults open those shoeboxes, it is incredibly exciting. Well, you saw from those videos, didn't you? Those pictures that we saw there, that it was amazing. But this morning, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the greatest gift of all. And it comes from probably one of the greatest Bible verses of all, perhaps one that most people will know. I wonder when Justin read it to us, did you recognize that first verse, that one, John 3:16? I want us to see from this verse and from those around it that why this gift is the greatest gift and why it's so astonishing that it's offered to us, why we're given a gift like this and why it's so important that we receive it from God. Well, first of all, this gift tells us that the greatest giver is God. It comes from the greatest giver, for God, the great creator of the world, the one who made everything, boys and girls, the one who put the stars in the sky, the one who made each of us and made this beautiful world in which we live. And the Bible says that he's the holy and pure God. He's absolutely right and good. He's truthful. He's everything that we're not. He's the God who made us for himself, the God who made us for his glory. He's the God who knows each one of us, everything about us. The Bible says he even knows how many hairs there are on our head. He knows every single thing about us, even knows what you're going to think about right now. When you're thinking about what you're going to do, what you're going to have for dinner, he knows all about that as well. He knows what we're going to say even before we say it. But this is the great surprise. There's the greatest giver. But what is the greatest surprise? Well, the greatest surprise is that God so loved the world. Do you remember how we heard on those videos of those children, how when they received those shoeboxes, the difference that it made to them? They couldn't understand why someone that they'd never met before, someone they'd never even seen before, would love them so much. And maybe some of us, we don't feel very important. Maybe we don't feel that God really bothers about us. We feel very small and undeserving. And this great surprise that for God so loved the world, this great surprise, you've got the next slide there, Lucy. The great one, the great surprise is that this God loves us. He loves us with this self-giving, self-sacrificing love. And as a God of love, he delights to give. God loves to give to us. I love to give presents. I like receiving them, probably a bit more actually, but I love giving them as well. And maybe some of us, we love getting presents, but it's wonderful to give. But when the Bible says that God loves the world, It doesn't mean he loves this beautiful planet that he's made. The world that God loves is people, people like you and me, boys and girls, adults. He loves us so much. People who are people who love the darkness of sin. This is what the Bible says. Did you see that in the verse that Justin read to us? It says there in verse 19 that people love the darkness. They love sin. They love bad things. The people that God loves are people who hide from him and who hate him and who push him out of their lives. Verse 19. People who love wickedness. Verse 20. People who love the darkness. These are the people that God loves. When we think about God's holiness and his purity and how amazing God is, it seems amazing that he should love people like that. We can never earn or deserve God's love. Really, a holy God like that should judge us and condemn us, but he doesn't. Instead, he loves us and he's made a way for us to be forgiven and to escape the judgment of God. Well, what is this greatest gift? Well, the greatest gift is that he gave his one and only son. The greatest gift of all is that he gave his one and only son, Jesus. Do you remember what happened when Alicia received her shoebox gift? Can you remember what happened? She began to realize something about God. Do you remember what it was? When Alicia, the first girl, got her shoebox, she began to realize something about how God felt about her. He really cared for her, didn't she? She began to understand just how much God cared for her and he loved her. And she saw that through that shoebox. And in sending Jesus into the world, we begin to see just how much God cares for us. There was a lady called Thelma Howard, and she worked in America. And every year, her boss gave to her a bit of paper. Would you like to get a bit of paper at Christmas? Well, she got a bit of paper for Christmas in an envelope. And she looked at this bit of paper and she thought, well, that's a nice bit of paper. And it looked quite pretty, but she just pushed it under her bed. And next Christmas, she got another bit of paper and she thought, it's the same as the other one, pushed it under her bed. And this went on for 30 years. Well, when she died, her family found all these bits of paper under her bed. And they looked at them and they were something called shares, because her boss was Walt Disney. And Walt Disney had given her shares worth $30 million. And she didn't see, all she thought there were bits of paper. Wow, she had an amazing gift right in front of her, but she never realized it. And she died not knowing how much Walt Disney felt towards her and how he loved her. And you know, a lot of people don't realize how much Jesus, how much God cares for us. But God sent his son Jesus to die in the place of girls and boys and women and men just like us. He gave up his one and only son because he gave the greatest gift to meet our greatest need. He came to save the world through him. Boys and girls, sometimes we forget that we need to be saved. We need to be rescued. Now, normally, we only think we need to be rescued if we're in some water and we're drowning, or if we're in trouble. But the Bible says we're in trouble. We'll only understand how much this gift is truly worth when we realize just how great is our need. Without God's amazing love, we stand condemned already. Verse 18. The Bible says we're perishing. That means we're separated from God. Through all eternity, we'll be apart from God if we aren't saved. And the Bible says we're spiritually sick. It's like something's wrong with us on the inside. We might look very well, but the Bible says something's wrong on the inside because of the guilt and the wrong things that we've done. And the Bible says that when we should be God's friends, we're not. We're actually God's enemies. And we're living in spiritual darkness, not the light. Separated from God's life and light. We need the gift of God. So I want to unwrap, like you were helping me unwrap these presents, I want to unwrap God's gift for these last few minutes. Let's see what the gift of God is. And we're going to use some of these things that we've got in front of here, because what we've discovered is that God's gift is the medicine that we really need. Now, that's what I take if I've got a sore throat, if I'm getting really coughing away. That's the medicine that I take. But boys and girls, older ones as well, we need the gift of Jesus, because he's the medicine that can make us truly better. In his love, God has provided a way for those who've done wrong to have their sin taken away. He's made a way. Do you remember how when Jesus came into the world, what were some of the things that Jesus did, boys and girls? What did he do when he came into this world? What did he do for people? He did miracles. What sort of miracles did Jesus do? What sort of things did he do for people? Yeah. He healed the sick, didn't he? He caused people who couldn't see to be able to see, people who were deaf to be able to hear. He even raised the dead. But do you know what? Jesus came to do something even bigger than that. He came to make people who are separated from God into his friends. He gave them came to bring the medicine that cures the sickness of our sin. And that's what he did by dying on the cross, the medicine. And Jesus' gift is the light. Where's our light? Here it is. Jesus is our light that drives away the darkness of our sin. The Bible says, as we were reading it, didn't it, that we're living in the darkness. And the darkness is because we live life our way, not God's way. And Jesus said, I have come as the light of the world to bring light into people's lives, the light of God's truth. And when we become Christians, we come into God's wonderful light. And what else? What did we say this one? What was this one? What's that one? The water. The gift, God's gift of Jesus, is the living water that satisfies our spiritual thirst. The Bible says that we're spiritually thirsty without God's life. Jesus came to some people who were feeling really fed up with the religion that they'd got. And he says to them, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within them. He's saying that by trusting him, our spiritual thirst can be satisfied. What about this one? What was this one? The food. Let's call it a spiritual banquet, shall we? Because it would be if you open that in a shoebox, wouldn't it? It'd be amazing if you opened that and found that in your shoebox. Yeah. How would they cook it? Well, they might have to do it on a fire. They might have to. Oh, right. Well, there we go. The rich spiritual banquet God wants us to enjoy. The Bible says that God's forgiveness is like a banquet for hungry people. A banquet for hungry people. Now, what about these? Who would like those? They're nice, aren't they, if you're a girl? You probably like those, don't you, there? Maybe. So there we go. Clothes to cover us up. The Bible talks about Jesus as God's gift. The Bible talks about God clothing us with his righteousness. When we become a Christian, God takes away the filthy clothes of the rotten sins that we do. Do you remember how last week, what was I wearing last week? Or a couple of weeks ago, I was wearing something. It wasn't very nice. What was it? It was a shirt which was just covered in all these sins, all written all over it, wasn't it? And that's what the Bible says. All our attempts at trying to live God's way on our own alike. But God sent Jesus so we could be covered in his purity and righteousness. That's what happens. And finally, what about this one? What was this? What was that? Do you remember what it was? It's a friendship bracelet. That's right. It's a friendship bracelet. The Bible says that when we trust in Jesus, we who were enemies of God become friends of God. We can come into a living relationship with Jesus because he died on the cross for our sins. Friendship. God makes enemies into friends. But the final thing I want us to say, just as we come towards the end, is this. That this gift is a gift that we all need to receive. Now, I could come to you and I could say, who would like this gift? I don't think any of you would want this gift, because do you know what's in it? load of rubbish. Right? You wouldn't want that gift, would you? But imagine if I was giving you a gift that was filled with wonderful things, who would say, yes, I want that gift? I would say yes, I know you would. But do you know what? A lot of people, they say no to God's gift. They don't want God's gift. They say, no, I want to stay with my sin. I want to stay with the things that I know, with the things that I love, with the things that I enjoy. And some of those things can be very wrong. And some people say, I don't want God to come into my life. I want to be in charge of my life. But the Bible says that we need to receive this gift of God. We need to ask Jesus to forgive us. That's how we receive it. Whoever believes. Did it say some people believe? Did it say people who go to church who believe? Did it say people who are really nice who believe? Didn't say that, did it? It said whoever believes can become a child of God, can become a follower of God. And what do we have to do to receive it? Well, I heard about a grandma. Who's got a grandma who sends them nice gifts? Okay, I'll tell you about this grandma. She sent her grandchildren a gift. It was an envelope. They opened it up, and there was a card. And in the card, it said, spend it. Oh, now, how did she say it? She said, it said, buy your own gift. Now, the problem was, she meant to put a £20 note into the card, and she forgot. And he said, buy your own gift. And so they opened it. They thought, what? We've got to buy our own gift. She meant to give them a gift. But do you know what? The Bible says we don't have to buy this gift. We don't have to try and earn it. God gives it for free because Jesus has already paid the price. He's already paid for it when he died on the cross. We don't have to pay. It comes to us for free, but it costs God everything. So the question I want to ask you as we sing our final song is this. Have you ever asked God to give you his gift? Have you ever taken that gift by saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me for what I've done wrong. Come into my life and change me. Because you can do that. Anyone, boy, a girl, a man or a woman, we can ask Jesus to come into our life and receive the gift of God's love and grace. We're going to sing a song now, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. And then straight after the song, Sharon, thank you. Me talking about gifts, I forgot the offering. So the offering is going to be taken during the singing of this song. And if you've come able to give, then please put that into the bags as they come round. But don't feel in any way obliged to. It's a way we can give to the work of God in his grace. So let's do that as we stand to sing. We'll pray, and then we're going to watch the final one of those short videos. Our loving Father, you have given us so much. We can say, give thanks, because you've given to us your Son, Jesus. And Lord, there are so many gifts that we can enjoy, and maybe as Christmas is coming up, we're looking forward to giving and receiving gifts. But loving Father, help us never to forget that greatest gift of your Son, Jesus. That means that our sins can be forgiven, that we can know you and we can live with you forever and know life in all its fullness. And so, Lord, we pray that as these shoeboxes go out around the world, that as children and adults receive them and experience something of the love of God through those gifts, may they also hear something of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you who gave your life that we might be forgiven. Help us to receive that gift. Help us to say yes to that great gift of your salvation. And Lord, we just want to pray that as these shoeboxes go with others all around Eastern Europe and into parts of Africa and Asia, we pray that they may bring great joy and happiness to those who receive them. We pray that we may be men and women, boys and girls, who love to give, who respond to your grace by giving to others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to watch the final video now, and then I'll close with prayer.
My name is Vladimir. I received my shoebox when I was 9 years old. Here's my story. I was born and raised in Kiev, Ukraine. I was born to a Christian family. My father was an underground minister in Kiev. And during that time, the church was persecuted heavily by the state. We grew up very poor, we didn't have much, but we had amazing parents who had the Holy Spirit, and they showed us the love of God. And that was more than any kind of physical possession that we can have. I remember one Christmas, someone told us that we'll be receiving gifts. We were so excited, because I've never had a gift before. We had to jump on a bus and then on a tram to get to the distribution location. Once we walked into that place, it was just like paradise. People were just smiling, dancing. I just remember thinking this is like a big birthday party for everyone. They gave us these beautiful boxes. And when I did open the box, the most memorable item that stood out to me the most, it was dental floss. It was this little thing. I did not know what it was. I thought it was candy. It was minty, and so I just remember licking the strings. I remember thinking, wow, this is interesting. I guess they have interesting candy in America. After I received my shoebox, the situation in Ukraine got much worse. We had multiple threats from local mafia to kidnap one of us, and we just had to get out of Ukraine. Thankfully, the Lord provided a way through two churches that sponsored our move to the United States. And it wasn't until years later when I dwelled on the fact that, wow, someone took their time, packed a shoebox. In my culture, when someone gives you a gift, they accept something back in return. And here someone gave me a gift, no strings attached. It did something to me. It made me be more generous. And now I'm packing shoeboxes with my family because I want kids to experience the same unconditional love that I experienced at the age of 9. And so I want to encourage you to also pack one box with your family, because you never know what one box can do to a child.
Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you for those stories of changed lives. Father, perhaps because we have so much, we can't understand how a child could grow up having absolutely nothing, no presents, never having received a single present. And so that shoebox being the very, very first present they ever opened. Father, we want to pray, give us grateful hearts. But most of all, give us hearts that say thank you to Jesus for all that you've done for us. And now, Father, we close with those words. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been great to have you here with us. We'd encourage you to stay around for a cup of tea or coffee or a cold drink. They're about to be served. Don't feel you have to dash off, and we'd love to see you this evening.